Episode 2, the Mac Review Cast, 5905. Thank you for joining us.
From the beautiful Pacific Northwest, SurfBits.com proudly presents the Mac Review Cast. We'll look at all the great software, hardware, websites, and companies that make using a Mac something special. Now, please welcome the producer of SurfBits, Tim Verporta.
Hello, and thank you for downloading and joining us for episode number 2 of the Mac Review Cast. I'm Tim, and I want to thank everyone for their feedback and the encouragement we received after the first podcast. Please send any comments or suggestions to surfbits@gmail.com. We take a look at software, hardware, websites, and companies that make using a Mac so special. This episode, we combine two of these to look at a couple companies that just understand what Mac software is and what Mac users need. Now, before we get into the podcast, I'd like to remind you of the photo gallery that we have for each episode. Just go to surfbits.smugmug.com and click on the Mac Review Cast Gallery. Inside, you will see categories for each episode. Just click episode number 2, and you'll be able to follow along with this podcast. I also had some inquiries about downloading and listening to the podcast, so let's spend a moment going over a few of the basics. On our website, www.macreviewcast.com, you'll see the entry with the podcast icons. If you click on the icon on the left, you'll open QuickTime in your browser, and the podcast will begin playing. If you control-click or right-click on the same icon, you can choose to Download Linked File to download the MP3 to your hard drive and play it in your iTunes or manually add it to your iPod. Now, the icon on the right side is the link to the RSS feed with the MP3 attached as an enclosure. If you click on the icon on the right, you'll open a page in your browser with a form of HTML code, but what you need is the address in the URL address bar of your browser. That URL will be the address that you place in your pod feeding software or news aggregator that you want to use to automatically download the podcast when I place it online. That's the RSS feed. Just remember that you can listen online or download and listen with your computer, or use a podcast client to automatically download and add the MP3 file to your iPod. Now, after last week's show, we received some emails from listeners that felt I was a little too harsh on the pod wave. They had no trouble hearing it as I did, and suggested it might be my aging condition that was causing the low volume concerns rather than the pod wave itself. Well, that may be. So to be fair to Mac Alley, we're going to highlight another product of theirs that I reviewed recently and found to be a solid purchase for anyone looking for a Bluetooth mouse. The BT Micro Portable Bluetooth Mouse is a great solution for anyone looking for a small, easy-to-use, wireless solution for their Bluetooth-enabled computer. Now, what makes the BT Micro so unique is its all-in-one rechargeable battery and cradle. The cradle plugs into an outlet and keeps the mouse charged when not in use. And when you're ready for the BT Micro, just pop it out of the charger and use it for hours without worry of changing a battery or running out of power. Now, the feature list is as follows. The working distance is up to about 33 feet. It has a power-saving on and off switch. A charging cradle and AC adapter are included. It has an auto sleep mode when the computer shuts down. It has two buttons and one wheel button optical mouse. Soft rubber side grips. Accurate and responsive to optical technology, so there's no moving parts to clean. It's easy to install and use. It's compact for portability. And it runs with two AAA rechargeable batteries, which are included. Now, the price is $49.99. I really like this mouse. It works with a very old Bluetooth adapter that I have and I use with my TiBook. And the sensitivity is accurate enough for me to do my website graphics in Photoshop. The only drawback for me is the small size. I'm used to having a larger trackball mouse, and with the size of my hands, this BT Micro mouse can seem a little unnatural at times. If you look at the pictures in the photo gallery, you'll see what I mean. But as I become familiar with the smaller size, I'll be able to feel right at home with it. For anyone looking for a Bluetooth mouse for travel, especially for travel, check out the BT Micro from Mac Alley. Next, I'd like to look at Rogue Amoeba Software and some of the software products that they produce. Rogue Amoeba is a privately held company based near Princeton, New Jersey. They were formed in September of 2002 by Paul, Alex, and Quentin. Rogue Amoeba creates powerful and innovative tools for Mac OS X with a focus on audio. Although they are relatively a new company, they have the know-how to produce superb Macintosh audio products with almost three decades of industry experience between them. Rogue Amoeba's product line includes the popular recording application Audio Hijack Pro and its little brother Audio Hijack, the sound routing utility Detour, and the audio broadcasting tool Nicecast. All of Rogue Amoeba's products are aimed at end users on the Mac OS X platform. So whether you're a new user or an experienced audio geek, their products will be productive for your unique situation. Now, when I found Rogue Amoeba, I remember thinking to myself, these are really unique programs. They're all designed to take advantage of the Mac platform, and when you're using them, they feel and look like Mac software. The company impressed me with good customer service, and that they are constantly looking to make their products fit into the evolving new Mac user base. Now, podcasting is one example. When podcasting became popular late last year, Rogue Amoeba started to develop Audio Hijack Pro to be used by podcasters. The new version 2.5 that just came out last week has many new features that podcasters will find convenient and easy to use. Let's take an in-depth look at the major software that Rogue Amoeba produces. First, there's Audio Hijack Pro, and that's a utility for recording any audio on OS X. Now, this audio may originate from any individual application, the entire system audio output, or even a hardware device. Audio Hijack is an abridged version of Audio Hijack Pro, with fewer features offset by its lower price. Now, there are dozens of great uses for Audio Hijack Pro. The most popular use is recording streaming internet radio programs ranging from the BBC to NPR. Now, these programs are often streamed into the traditional unrecordable real audio or Windows media formats. And with Audio Hijack products, these streams can be saved to more open formats such as AIFF or MP3. And then listen to on an iPod or in your iTunes. Now, commuters often record streams overnight and then play them back in the car or subway like a homemade podcast. Other great uses include importing analog audio from sources such as cassette tapes or vinyl to digital files, converting concert DVDs into CDs for easier listening, applying professional VST and audio unit audio effects to enhance and adjust any audio, and much more. Now, what's new in Audio Hijack Pro 2.5 is you can use the system audio input source to record all audio being played on your machine. Now, if you want to record everything coming out of your speakers, use the system audio input device, and Audio Hijack Pro will save this all to one file. Once you get going with Audio Hijack Pro, you may find yourself recording dozens of files. In fact, so many you lose track of them. Well, don't have a worry when you have Audio Hijack Pro, because it'll help you organize them with their new recording bin. All recorded files get added to the recording bin, so there's no need to scrounge around in the Finder to find a folder where you've saved them. And from the recording bin, files can be previewed, they can be sent to iTunes, post-processed with Apple scripts, or sent to the trash. You can even burn full audio CDs of your recordings right from the recording bin. Now, here's a list of the key new features in version 2.5 of Audio Hijack Pro. It's fully OS 10.4 Tiger compatible, fully Apple scriptable, new radio input source, which supports Griffin's Radio Shack and D-Link's DSB R100, new Silence input and Silence output audio devices, new system audio input source allowing for optional hijacking and recording of all audio. It includes an application mixer plugin to allow input from multiple applications, overlapping timer detection, disk status window, which shows available disk space on all your volumes, and AAC or ALAC files are now available for export. There are many more improvements and features that I just don't have time to talk about on this podcast. Audio Hijack Pro costs $32, while the abbreviated version, Audio Hijack, is $16. Now, Airfoil lets you send any audio to remote speakers attached to your Airport Express. And as Rogue Amoeba likes to say, Airport Express, it's not just for iTunes anymore. Because with Airfoil, you can send audio from any application to your Airport Express in just three easy steps. Step 1, select the application whose audio you want to transmit in the audio source area. Step 2, select the desired Airport Express device from the remote speaker list. And step 3, click Transmit. That's it. Once you do this, any audio from the audio source will play through your remote speakers. You can use Airfoil to play audio from RealPlayer, Windows Media Player, Safari, and almost any other application right through your Airport Express. Airfoil costs $25, and it just simply works. Now, Nicecast is the easiest way to broadcast music from OS X. You can broadcast to the world or just across your house. Nicecast can help you create your own internet radio station or allow you to listen to your iTunes music library from anywhere in the world. Nicecast was designed with one goal in mind, and that was to allow users to easily create a publicly accessible radio stream, and it excels at this. This source can be an application such as iTunes or a DJ application like Megaseg, or a hardware source like a mixer or a mic. Now, since its debut, hobbyists have taken to Nicecast, creating streams in all genres to be listened to by friends and strangers. Nicecast is also great for musicians and DJs. It's ideal for all sorts of different broadcasts. Users are creating talk shows, doing play-by-plays for sporting events, creating internet streams from terrestrial FM broadcasts, and much more. With Nicecast, users can even create a stream of music they have in iTunes and tune in at work or elsewhere, getting all their favorites with no commercial interruptions. Now, I'm sure you'll have your own idea what Nicecast can be used for. Give it a try. The price is $40, and you can download a fully featured demo to try it out for yourself. Now, finally, from Rogue Amoeba, we're going to look at Detour. Detour lets you control where audio from all programs is going. Now, whether you send it to your speakers, your headphone, or if you mute it all together, you're in charge. Technically speaking, Detour allows you to send audio to different output devices on an application-specific basis. What does that mean exactly? Well, it means you can send music from iTunes to your external USB speakers and keep the annoying beeps and blips of iChat from going through your computer's built-in speakers. You can mute any application sounds altogether, or you can change the volume of some applications relative to others. In other words, you make your email clients' alerts quieter. Now, when you use Detour, you can choose between your speakers, headphones, built-in speakers, iMic, mini disc player, or anything else which the system sees as an audio output, and send it the audio from a specific application. So along the way, you can adjust the volume as well. And if you use audio on your computer in any way, from MP3s to movies, or from instant messaging to internet radio, it really would pay for you to try out Detour today. It provides more powerful control of all the audio on your system, as well as fast access to these controls from the Detour menu extra that resides in your menu bar. Detour is another idea that's unique, practical, and extremely useful, and Detour is only $12. So as you can see, Rogue Amoeba may be a relative newcomer to Mac software, but their ideas and their programs are all vintage Mac. Visit them at www.rogue.amoeba.com. Next, I'd like to look at Omni Group and their great line of software. Now, Omni Group is a company which has given a lot to the Mac community. The Omni Group has produced OmniWeb, which is the powerful web browser built exclusively for Mac OS X, which won 2 2001 Apple Design Awards. They are also developers of Omni Outliner, an outliner and organizational tool, which has been a staple for Mac users for years. Also OmniGraffle, a diagramming program that won 2 2002 Apple Design Awards, and it was one of the first programs that made me see why Mac software is so special. They also port games to the Mac, and some of their recent game ports include Fallout and Fallout 2, Freedom Force and Soldier of Fortune 2, and Double Helix. And they're located in beautiful Seattle, Washington, just over the pass from me. Now, in 1989, the founders of the Omni Group began working with some of the technologies that formed the basis of OS X. Their early consulting projects included creating a custom application for the William Morris Agency and designing a database and security architecture for AT&T Wireless. Recently, in addition to developing and publishing their own award-winning applications, Omni has joined developer Salon Transcripts STX, which is a 2002 Apple Design Award winner runner-up. They use this as their mission statement, and you'll probably understand more about their products when you listen to this. Their statement goes, "Software should not just be useful. It should be so easy to use that it's actually fun. Now, it has to work right, and it shouldn't require you to know anything that it can figure out for itself. It shouldn't have features you won't use cluttering up the interface. It should have a narrow focus and do a good job at the stuff it does do, and work well with other programs that do other tasks. It should allow you to do simple things that quickly, without learning anything, and yet still allow you to do more complex things when you're ready." That's a great explanation of their products. And let's look at some of the products again in more detail. OmniWeb 5 goes above and beyond what other web browsers offer by providing much more than basic browsing features. Features like OmniWeb's tab drawer, workspaces, site-specific preferences, RSS integration, auto-updating bookmarks, and search shortcuts are all designed to help anyone who uses the web save time and be more productive. Now, instead of being limited to a standard set of page viewing functions, OmniWeb is an in-depth piece of software that allows users to control their entire browsing experience. If some of these features sound familiar, it's because all the other browsers have spent the last few years catching up to OmniWeb's ideas. And if there was one thing that caught my eye, it was OmniWeb's beautiful design. It just looks like a natural piece of Mac software. Now, OmniWeb costs $29.95. OmniGraffle 3.0 knows what makes a diagram different from a drawing, so it knows how to help you make superior documents quickly. It keeps lines connected to shapes, even when they're moved, and it provides stencils full of common symbols for you to drag and drop. Now, it magically organizes diagrams with just one click. You can drag and drop to create flow charts, organizational charts, network diagrams, family trees, project processes, office layouts, electrical designs and plumbing designs, or anything else that can be represented by symbols and lines. Now, as I said earlier, OmniGraffle was one of the first programs I used on the Mac that just made me say, wow. It's elegant in design and appearance, and I understood the program and was able to use it right away. OmniGraffle is on my top 10 Mac software list. The price of OmniGraffle 3.0 is $69.95, and OmniGraffle Pro is $129.95. Now finally, Omni Outliner has just what you need for outlining and organizing information. It's perfect for note-taking, to-do lists, school projects, budgeting, project management, and much more. Omni Outliner lets you set up an outline of main headings and subpoints that can be expanded and collapsed as desired, and it creates multiple columns related to each topic. Now, this is an indispensable piece of software that helps you kickstart your creativity and come up with ideas, new thoughts, and gradually organize a collection of preliminary lists into a cohesive plan. And that includes anything from grocery trips to a complex business proposal. Now, when I started working with my TieBook, I went to several large Mac online forums, and time again, the experienced Mac users kept recommending Omni Outliner as a basic program for all Mac users. Now that I've used it for a few years myself, I agree. My basic needs in life is water, food, shelter, and Omni Outliner. It costs $39.95. So if you're new to a Mac, or if you've never used any of the products that Omni Group produces, visit their website today at www.omnigroup.com, download their demos, and be prepared to find solid, simple, useful, and elegant software. Now I'll end the podcast with a few reminders. Please visit us at www.macreviewcast.com, and of course, surf-bits.com. You'll find links to the photos of the products and sites we review. You can also subscribe to the podcast, see the show notes, and contact us. Now, thank you again for listening, and please tell your friends about the Mac Review Cast at www.macreviewcast.com.